As you turn to the overlook on the right-hand side, you can see where the Fly Kill joins the Lycia Kill. All of the other streams of the preserve flow into the Lycia Kill. Farther down the trail, you will be right on the Lycia Kill, so there is no need to get too close to the edge. Notice the difference between the ravines each stream has cut through the underlying shale. The Fly Kill cuts a V-shaped and fairly narrow ravine. The Lycia Kill is a broad but shallow stream that meanders east and west through a wide 50 to 60 foot deep ravine. It eventually empties into a swamp by the Mohawk River. The rounded rocks seen in the kill and all through the natural area are evidence of this region's glacial past. Many of these rocks originated to the north and were carried south and eventually deposited by receding glaciers. Over to the right side, there is a relatively open hillside. A few years ago, a major ice and windstorm knocked down several of the preserve's oldest trees. Young birch trees are now coming up in the opening here.